Lord, I am grateful. Thank you for the 18th day, which is Saturday, the day that God has made. We are glad and we will continually rejoice on a daily basis. We bless and appreciate you. Today is the 18th day in the month of July, and it is Saturday. God has been faithful. God has been protective. God has been caring. God has been loving. God has been sustainable. God has been our everything. He has been our deliverer, our help, our strength, our joy. Lord, we are grateful for all you have done. Thank you for another opportunity to be counted among the living. We slept and we woke up because your grace kept us. It has not been by works of righteousness, but mercy says no. Mercy redeemed our life from the pit of hell. Lord, we are very grateful. We lay it to heart to say thank you, Jesus. We lay down our crown. We bow down before you and we say thank you, God. We are grateful. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, I want us to make these words of declaration together with me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved, in Jesus' name. There is peace in my dwelling. There is peace in my life. Peace of the Lord surrounds me in all I do, in the name of Jesus Christ. I am the land that the Lord takes care of. I will enjoy His care on a daily basis. I will enjoy peace like a river in the name of Jesus Christ. I am strengthened in the Lord. The Lord keeps my feet standing. He keeps me moving till I get higher and higher in Him, in Jesus' name. I will understand the love of God and enjoy it to the fullest in the name of Jesus Christ. Peace surrounds me like a shield in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive my daily help. I activate my daily help. I become a partaker of my daily help in the name of Jesus Christ. The strength of the Lord renews me from the inner man in the name of Jesus Christ. The favor of God becomes my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. The favor of God becomes my testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord silenced every chaotic situation for today in the name of Jesus Christ. I am a partaker of the blessings of today. I enjoy the peace like a river in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord silenced everything that is not of God for my life in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is my shield. He is my glory and the lifter of my head today and beyond in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be frustrated. My seat is not in the corner of frustration. For frustration loses its grip in my journey today in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord oils me with His balm of Gilead, and I enjoy peace on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord opens me up to new and good tidings in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the protection of God more than ever before in Jesus' name. My going out is blessed. My coming in is blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord opens me to the reality that He has for my life, that He wants for my life. And I enjoy and become a partaker of God's reality in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not walk against God's instructions for my life. The Lord will open my eyes to His instruction and He will help me to trust and obey Him for all that I need. For all I am and for all I will become in Him in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be distracted. I will not sink in the distraction of the world. But my fame is rooted in Christ Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I will become a testimony. Today my life is open to testimony. Today I enjoy the blessedness that is in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the power that the name of Jesus carries in the name of Jesus Christ. Testimony is my portion in Jesus' name. My name becomes testimony because testimony surrounds me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord opens heaven for me. And I become a partaker of the blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with my spirit, my soul, and my body in the name of Jesus Christ. Because I am a victor. I am expressing and enjoying victory from the side of victory that God has given to me in Jesus' name. It is well with me. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. With joy in my heart, I want to remind us of our program that is coming tomorrow, the 19th day in the month of July. And we are grateful to God for the journey so far. Tomorrow is the day for our Feast of Mercy, where we enjoy praise, prayer, and prophecy. And I want us to know that everything is backed in the Word of God. I'm using this medium to remind us to write it and note the date, that it's tomorrow by 4 p.m. We'll be expecting every one of us to come together and let us gather at the feet of God to come and seek Him, to receive from Him, because we are not going to seek Him in vain. I pray that as we prepare, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Nothing will serve as hindrances. The Lord will enable us and strengthen us to come and get blessings from His feet in Jesus' name. Let's not forget, it's the same venue at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside Open University, behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Sango Eleyele Road. As we prepare, God prepares with us in Jesus' name. The word that we need for this season, the Lord gives to us. He opens our heart to receive it, and we walk in alignment with it in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of faith, amen. Brethren, like we have been discussing this month, and our anchor scripture is taken from Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, which says, "The thought I have for you is of good and not of evil, to give us a future and a hope." The beginning of this week, we learned that obedience is key for us to enjoy that future and the glorious hope for us to achieve it. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and there is nothing we can do to replace obedience. Obedience is a power line. Obedience is the will that helps us in moving with the speed and the pace that God wants us to. And yesterday we talked about peace. That peace is what gives us clarity. And with clarity, we get the understanding and we are able to see clearly what we need to see the future. God asked Abraham, as far as you can see. So it means that without peace, we cannot get that clarity. And how can we get that clarity? Clarity is hidden in alignment. Alignment with the word of God. Being obedient to what God is instructing us. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God is not interested in our sacrifice. He wants us to be obedient. He wants us to align with what He wants for us so that we can enjoy that expected end that He has prepared for us. God prepares things for us from the end to the beginning. God finishes it before He brings us there. So we need to align our lives with God, because He is the one that knows everything and He has the best for us. Amen. I want us to know that our anchor, my anchor, holds on the solid rock. The peace of God is like an anchor that holds firmly. It is God's grip. I want us to know that when a ship grips firmly and tightly, nothing can make it lose its stability. The peace of God is the grip that keeps us firm in Him. Without stability, we will be tossed here and there, far and near. Situation becomes impossible. I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name, that we will make sure our grip is in Christ Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace. He said, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives to us." The peace of God is very, very important in our life. When we hear this phrase called peace, peace like a river, that was gotten from the book of Isaiah chapter 48 verse 18 and Isaiah 66 verse 12, it tells and reminds us that the power that keeps us from drifting is like an oil or an oxygen that we need to sustain our lives. If peace like a river was stagnant, if it was like a stagnant river or a pond, it would dry up at the moment. It would dry up the moment the heat of life comes, because every day we see sun, we experience sun. And there are times that the heat of the sun is very, very hard and scorching. When the peace of God is like a stagnant pond, when the heat comes, it will dry it up. It will turn it up and it becomes toxic when nothing new flows into it. In real life, peace is like a river, is something dynamic. It is powerful. It is something that is resilient. It's something that even when it is shaked, it refuses to be shaken. A river continues to move because of the power it has. Peace like a river doesn't mean that our life will stop. It means that we have no responsibility, that we are living in total isolation from stress. It means that stress will come, challenges will come, things will come to throw us off balance. But the peace of God is what keeps us moving. No matter how demanding it may be, no matter how difficult the situation may be,
No matter how heavy the workload may be, it's a continuous process. It's a peace that refreshes us. That is why we cannot do without peace of God. It is like an oxygen that man cannot do without, that living thing cannot do without. It is your oxygen is something that sustains us, that keeps us moving. So the peace of God is like an oil that soothes us, that refreshes us, that keeps us in it all, that keeps us standing it, standing tall in it, even when it looks as if the wind wants to blow us off. But the peace of God keeps us moving. It keeps us standing. It keeps us moving forward. It helps us to say, you cannot get stopped. You cannot get stuck. Keep moving, because I am the Prince of Peace. I am the one that teaches you in every area to keep moving. I am the one that keeps your feet standing. Just hold on to me. The peace of God is an anchor. Without an anchor, the ship cannot keep standing. Without an anchor, the ship will capsize. That is why we need the peace of God, because the peace of God helps us to get our roots deepened in pressure. Pressure will come. The peace of God is not the absence of pressure. The peace of God is not the absence of chaos. The peace of God is what deepens us, that come what may, I will stand. I will keep moving. The peace of God strengthens us. It renews our strength. Those that wait on the Lord, He renews our strength. The strength of God is what we need on a daily basis. A heart that is void of the peace of God cannot last. We need the peace of God to enter into our rest of expected end. When God wanted to start creation, when He noticed that the earth was void, it was formless, it was chaotic, because there was no peace. There was absence of peace. And when there is absence of peace, anything is allowed. Anything goes. There is no certainty in that life. There is no conducive environment for things to grow and thrive. So God need to show us this example by saying, let there be light. And when light came, everything started falling in place by the words of His power. The peace of God opens the light. The peace of God is light. The peace of God that gives us clarity to move that journey. I want to ask us a question. Well, there is a journey that is set ahead of every one of us. There is a journey before us. But are we enjoying the peace of God in that journey? Are we just moving just to fulfill all righteousness, to count time and say, time is going? Are we really enjoying the peace of God? He says, my peace I give to you, not as the world give it. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Without a Prince of Peace, we might look as if we are moving, we are going, we are counting time. But are we really counting it right? Are we seeing or enjoying the clarity that we need for that joy, that hope He has for us? Any journey without clarity, any journey without sight cannot go far. If we look at the life of Abraham, he was able to go far. He was able to journey in that chaotic situation he was going through. Even when it looks as if he was not becoming, or he was not going to become what God has promised him, he kept moving, because he was able to anchor his life on that peace of God. The Bible told us that in this world, we will go through tribulation, we will go through challenges, but the peace of God is readily available for us if we can align and tap into that peace that He has given to us. God has made His own path by making that peace available for us, and we have to make our own path by looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, running to Him to tap that peace that we need for clarity. Any heart that is void of peace is filled with a lot of sicknesses, blood pressure, and from there it leads to other health conditions, and if care is not taken, might lead to untimely deaths. I want you to know that no one's life is better than yours. Not all that glitters are gold. Some people's life might appear as if they are enjoying all. Let me tell you, and I want you to know that everybody is going through one chaos or the other. Everybody is yearning, looking for peace, looking for rest in his or our chaotic situation. Your journey is different from another man's journey. Don't compare your journey with another man. Don't choose to be ungrateful for what you are yet to receive. Count your blessings, name them one by one. The thought He has for you is of good and of peace, to give you an expected end, to open you up to that hope of the expected end, to make you journey to get and achieve the expected end that He has for you. All you need to do is to focus on God. We need to focus on God, not focus it on human. My help will come from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. Our help comes from God only and God alone. Focusing on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Challenges may want to take our eyes off as Peter took his eyes off, but let's call on to Jesus. Put all your cares and your worries unto Him. A songwriter says, "All my cares and burdens unto you I roll." Are you rolling your cares and your burden unto Jesus? Are you anchoring your peace on the government? Are you anchoring your peace on a friend that is wealthy? I am telling you, man will fail. God will never fail. Inasmuch as we stay aligned with Him, He remains faithful. He has done His own part. We need to do our part by getting aligned, by getting strengthened in God. We need the strength of God to keep that piece of stability. That is what can keep us moving. That is what can take us far. I want us to say this words of prayer. The Lord, I cry unto you. I believe in you. Help my unbelief. I need your peace as an anchor in every phase of my life. I need to stay in the realm of peace. I want to enjoy your peace that is like a river. I want to be a benefactor of your peace. I want to be a carrier. I want to be a testimony of your peace. Lord, help me. Help my unbelief. Settle my unrest mind. Let your peace flood my heart. Teach me to stay in your place of rest. Teach me to anchor on your peace. Teach me to use your word as your peace to keep me moving, to keep me settled in that place of unsettled situation. Strengthen me, O God. Release your oil of peace into my heart. Let your oil of peace suit my heart. Let your balm of peace flood my heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, teach me to stay rooted in you. Teach me to stay focused in you. Teach me to keep aligning in you till my joy is full, till I enjoy that continual process of growth, of expected end, to become better and better as the day goes by. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with every one of us in Jesus' name. Brethren, let us remember that we need the peace of God to keep us moving till we get to our eternal rest. Peace is not something we can trivialize. Peace is the anchor we need to make it to heaven. Without the peace of God, without the Prince of Peace in our boat, we will miss it along the way. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, in every turbulence that we are going through, the Lord will anchor unto you that your peace will keep us moving to make it to our eternal rest at the end in Jesus' name. We will not use this fading and fleeting things of this earth to trade our eternal rest in the name of Jesus Christ. The peace of God rests and abides with us. The peace of God will strengthen us to transcend us to eternal rest at the end of our life on earth in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. The peace of God rests and abides with our spirit, soul, and body in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Thank you and have a wonderful weekend. God bless every one of us in Jesus' name.